Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to give you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. First, a quick recap of what took place yesterday. The markets did give up gains in the last hour of trade. We had the FIIs, which net sold 677 odd crores in the cash market, and the DIIs that net bought around 713 odd crores in yesterday's trading session. In terms of the other cues, we had the rupee, which closed flat at 70.8 on a day-on-day basis, and we had the yield, which closed at around 7.29%. In terms of cues to watch out for, we have the US markets, which closed higher. We have Asia, which is largely mixed at this point in time. There is some amount of caution ahead of the US-China trade talk deals and whether or not there will be some amount of truce or consensus which would be reached on that front. The Brent crude prices, however, have inched up. So currently at current reckoning, it's at around $63.9 per barrel. So there is some amount of trepidation when it comes to Brent crude prices, considering the move that they've seen all the way since mid of December. Currently, the SGX is indicating that it is going to be a bit of a sluggish start for us, with the SGX indicating that it's going to be a 20-point downtick. Remember that today is the first Nifty options expiry as well, and the most active is the 10,900 call, the 11,000 call, and the 10,700 put. In terms of the Bank Nifty options expiry, which is also today, the 27,100 call and the 26,700 put is the most active. In terms of levels to watch out for, the next port of call probably for the Nifty would stand at the 100-day moving average, which stands at 10,708. Lot of results post-markets, but all from the broader markets. So we had Fortis, Godrej, NBCC, Reliance Capital, Repco Home, just to name a few. We also have a results heavy day. We have ONGC from the Nifty space, but other companies such as Ashok Leyland, but lot of influential mid-caps coming out with numbers. So the likes of Ashok Leyland, Nestle, United Breweries, Jet Airways, Voltas, Page Industries, Glenmark Pharmaceuticals, just to name a few. In terms of stocks to watch out for, Yes Bank would be on top of my list. The company says that they've received the RBI report and there is no divergence in asset classification and provisioning. IndusInd Bank to participate in rebidding process for IL&FS Security Services. Lupin in focus as Delhi High Court has set aside FDC ban order on Lupin's diabetes drug. Indigo, which informed the DGCA of 49 cancellations yesterday. Lot of results to watch out for. So Repco Home Finance, net profit in line with estimates at 56 crores. Godrej Industries, net profit up 73% on a year-on-year basis. Man Infra, net profit down 93%. PNC Infratech, net profit down 49%. Igrashi Motors, net profit down 53%. A couple of these stocks will be in focus. Gulf Oil Lubricants, net profit up 24%. Prabhat Dairy, net profit down 32%. Reliance Capital, net profit 89 crores versus a loss of 603 crores year on year. Oracle, where the net profit is up 6-odd%. Lemon Tree, net profit up 34%. NBCC, net profit 87 crores versus our poll of 90 crores. And Fortis, net loss of 180 crores versus a loss of 19 crores year on year.